The roar of a Harley, the open road, and the wind in your hair. For a group of New York City firefighters, this is not your typical vacation.
We got five of us from the fire department's motorcycle club. We're going 5,000 miles out to Denver and back to raise money and awareness for the Hope for the Warrior Foundation.
Firefighter Matthew Sabini, Engine 71 in the Bronx.
Unlike the Wounded Warriors, which is also another great organization, these guys are a little bit smaller and up and coming, so we're trying to get the word out about them, and they do a lot more with the families.
They're calling this odyssey Rumble to the Rockies, and they're looking for donations, perhaps a penny a mile.
It's really not much in the scheme of things for people who are giving up so much. I think 50 bucks is that's nothing.
From a city scarred by terror and a fire department stung by loss, a gesture of solidarity. Along the way, these firefighters will lay flowers and FDNY patches at places that have witnessed violence and evil. Shanksville, Pennsylvania, Virginia Tech, Oklahoma City, and Aurora, Colorado.
We'd like to pay our respects throughout the country. We're all Americans. We're all going through all this together. Maybe different events and different places where these horrible things happen, but never think it can happen. Then it happens in your backyard, and it's devastating when it does.
On the way home, a visit to Walter Reed Medical Center.
So our brothers from the 14th Battalion are going to come down and meet us there. It'll kind of be like a homecoming, hang out with the troops, a little party, and really looking forward to that. They're really a whole nother class of American. They deserve all the care and attention that we can give them.
In the Bronx, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. They're calling it Rumble to the Rockies. Five New York City firefighters on a 5,000-mile round-trip motorcycle mission from the World Trade Center to Denver and back. And they're doing it to raise money for post-9/11 wounded veterans.
Both fields is a brotherhood. You're there for each other and to help each other out, look out, watch each other's back. So we have a lot in common, I think, with the soldiers.
Firefighter Matthew Sabini from the Bronx.
If you want to donate, you can go to hopeforthewarriors.org, and you can donate directly on their website. You know, a penny a mile, 50 bucks, it's really nothing.
Along the way, they'll stop and pay their respects at other American cities that have been scarred by evil.
The Aurora shootings, Oklahoma City bombings, the Virginia Tech. We're going to stop at Shanksville, Pennsylvania. We're going to stop at places like that, and we're going to lay a wreath, some flowers, the firehouse patches, do a little moment of silence there, too.
The culmination at the end of the odyssey, a barbecue with wounded soldiers at Walter Reed.
First words out of my mouth, thank you, every time. Especially when you go to, like, Walter Reed, and a lot of them are just, they're kids, they're 18, 19 years old, and it really takes your breath away, but like I said, their outlook is usually really good, and the only things that come to mind is to say thank you.
In the Bronx, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.